Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. It's always a pleasure to have back on the program, and he'll join us in a second. The great one, Mark Levin, Ameritopia, Liberty versus Tyranny. I have no doubt his latest book, which is now has been for days and days and days number one on Amazon.com, is, you know, you could see liberals and leftists and Marxists and all the radicalists that are in this country, just their heads are, you know, bursting open, and bubbling and fizzing and furious just even at the title of his new book. It's called The Democrat Party Hates America. It's right now the number one book in the country. You can still get a first print edition if you go to Amazon.com, Hannity.com, now in bookstores all across the country. You know, race and anti-Semitism and et cetera, et cetera. And what is their goal now? What do we see with a party that wants to control everything we eat, everything we do, every appliance we can have, every car that we drive? You know, what kind of, how we power our homes and how we power our cars. It's just unbelievable, the amount of control and how they basically fundamentally want to change this country. All right, so without any further ado, we welcome back to the program the great one, as I have aptly nicknamed him. He's also the host of Life, Liberty, and Levin, now airing on Saturday and Sunday nights on Fox, the number one show on weekends of Fox. Great one. Thank me. How am I?
Mr. Hannity, if I don't lose 30 or 40 pounds, I don't know. My wife's going to kill me.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, you know, it took me about 5 months, but, you know, NJ diet works for me, but we can talk about that off air if you want.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for this introduction. And if the listeners get anything out of this interview, this is a different book. It's not, oh, there's another book about Democrats, or oh, there's another book about politics. Hardly. This is a book about a monopoly party, the state-run party, that has really control over our culture, our educational system, and our governing system and our media. The Republican Party is a second-tier party now. Oh, we win from time to time, but in the end, we still lose. That the Democrat Party has followed the strategy of many autocratic parties in the past. And it is a party that is steeped in Marxism from the early progressive era. It is a party steeped in racism. Used to be blacks, now it's whites and Asians.
I want to go through this history, by the way. This is very important, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's a party steeped in anti-Semitism, particularly with Franklin Roosevelt and so forth. But most of what you've heard about the Democrat Party comes from Democrat historians, academics, and the media. Most of it, bald-faced lies about Wilson, about FDR, about LBJ, about these civil rights laws. The Democrat Party doesn't give a damn about blacks. It doesn't give a damn about whites. It uses us one against the other. If you understand that and you look at this through the lens of power, monopoly power, wants to effectively put the Republican Party out of business, then you'll see that the Democrat Party shares a lot in common with autocratic parties throughout the world, stuffing the bench, that is the judiciary, wide open borders to destroy citizenship and destroy certain states so they can't lose elections, nationalizing the voting system in order to ensure their victories, destroying the Electoral College so half the country has no representation, mostly Republicans. Every step they take, you need to look at, is we are on defense. When you watch the news, we're on defense. And there is a reason for this, because the party hates this country. It's the party of the Confederacy. And today it's the party of Marxism. And it is so bald-faced and bold in what it's doing today, trying to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life, trying to put parents in prison, trying to put pro-lifers in prison, and so forth and so on. The worst regime and censorship in the history of the United States. This is all intentional.
Let's start where we are, and then we'll kind of work our way back a little bit, because this history, you know, they claim to have a monopoly of compassion for the poor and for minorities in America, and they don't. And their policies, just look at education, they have failed African Americans, minorities in the country. And then you look at the history, and we'll go over this with FDR and Wilson, Margaret Sanger, and so many, Robert Byrd, embraced by all these modern day Democrats, including Joe Biden, who joined forces with the former Klansmen to stop the integration of schools. But I digress. This is how you describe America today. In America, free speech, academic freedom are shrinking. The police state is growing, and it is as it is monitoring and spying on citizens. The government is banning and regulating more and more household products. Crime is out of control in our streets. Public transportation and schools, police budgets are now being slashed. Prosecutors coddle violent criminals. We have wide open borders. And this party wants to permanently control these government institutions and delegitimize and eviscerate the Constitution in the process, if that's what it takes. I mean, that's a powerful beginning to this book, Mark.
Well, here's the point, Sean. We sit here and say, look what's happening. Well, but we never say, who's doing this? You know, we'll say, well, look at the Democrat mayors. No. Who is doing all of this? Who brought us the Civil War? Who brought us 100 years of segregation? Who brought us lynching in the Klan? Who brought us eugenics? Who now has brought us abortion on demand? Who has brought us crime in the streets? Murder through the roof. Who has done this to the country? Who has created open borders? These aren't natural disasters. These are man-made disasters. So who are these men? It is a party that is not a typical political party. This is what I want to get across. The Republican Party in so many ways is pathetic. And you even have Republicans that give aid and comfort to this Democrat Party. But it's not the mission of the Republican Party to transform America into some Marxist hellhole. It is the mission of the Democrat Party. You mentioned something to poor. We have inflation through the roof. People are living off credit cards. They can't make ends meet. All of this was created by the Biden administration and certain so-called bipartisan Republicans. You have people can't afford their energy bills. They can't afford a new car. They can't afford a used car. And now people are having difficulty buying homes. Well, why does this happen in the last 2.5 years? And why did it happen under Jimmy Carter? Why do these things take place? And they tell you that these are successes. And if they're not successes, they blame Putin. They blame MAGA. They blame. This is the nature of this party. Lying, propaganda, demagoguery, censorship. Oh, sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. Sanctuary for whom? Now all of a sudden there's a problem. Well, how did this problem develop? It wasn't natural. And the border's still wide open with massive numbers of illegals coming across and God knows what else. Well, why are they doing that? But who is doing it? That's what you never hear on cable TV. That's what you never even hear on talk radio. That's what you never read in the New York Post. And these are the Democrat Party has done all of it and has continued to do all of it because effectively they run the society. They run the schools. They run entertainment. They're now destroying local law enforcement as they're empowering and centralizing the police state in Washington, D.C. If we don't hold them to account, then we can't even address the problems that we are facing in this country. Bernie Sanders is a Marxist. AOC is a Marxist. Talib, Omar. There's about 20 of Democrats, about 15% of the Democrats in the House of Representatives are Marxists. So why don't we call them out for what they are? But that's what they are. And when they talk about fundamentally transforming America, you heard it from Obama. You heard it from Michelle Obama. You heard it from Biden. You've heard it from Bernie Sanders. You hear it from fundamentally transform America. I have a question. The freest nation on the face of the earth. What we was the strongest economy on the face of the earth. And on and on and on. Transform us. Nobody wants to transform us who's an American loving citizen. The Constitution doesn't provide for the power to transform. And so we get to the next part. War on the Bill of Rights, whether it's freedom of speech in front of abortion clinics or parents or going after the Catholic Church. We've never seen anything like this in American history. The effort to put a presidential candidate in prison for the rest of his life over documents and nonsense. Cover-ups that take place on the other side. We are here. This is tyranny. This is a growing police state. That's why they hired 87,000 more IRS agents. Not because we're not getting audited enough, but that we're audited to the point where we succumb, where we bow. And actually, I would say the most important chapter in this book, and I don't know if we'll get to it, but we can't possibly get to everything in this book, to me is the fourth chapter, language control and thought control. Whoever believed that you'd have a Supreme Court justice nominee who wouldn't tell you what a woman is? There's a reason for that. Or the destruction of women's sports. What happened to all the women's rights groups and the fem? They're all gone. Why? Because in the end, they're all Marxists too. But it's more than that. There are Marxist scholars in our colleges and universities, and you're going to learn about them, who have said we must change the language. Why? Why do we have to change the language? Because the English language, as it is today, perpetuates what, Sean? White racism. And so we need to change the terms. Or what else does it perpetuate? The nuclear family. Well, we don't believe in the nuclear family. What else does it perpetuate? The war on faith. So if you control the language, you control how people think and how they act and how they think of themselves and how they think of others. And I've read books by people who went through totalitarian regimes, the Third Reich, Mao's China, Stalin's Soviet Union. They all say the same thing. That is that the party state changes the language to accommodate the agenda of the party. And the Democrat Party has, for the most part already, substituted the country for the party. They do that in communist China. They do that in fascistic regimes. We're always dealing with the agenda of the Democrat Party. The news is always about the agenda of the Democrat Party. Anybody who speaks out against it, anybody who challenges it, is to have their character destroyed, is to have their livelihood destroyed, is to get some kind of a scarlet letter pressed on their forehead. They call it wokeism, which is really way too passive. They're out to destroy you. So there is no challenge to their ideology. We saw that on social media and so forth and so on. So what I try to do in this book is put all the puzzle pieces together to explain that this really isn't recent, that more bloodshed, more turmoil, more disunity, more disassimilation has occurred as a result of this party, the Democrat Party, that has never accepted Americanism, constitutionalism, unalienable rights, That's why every leader in the Democrat Party embraces Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, the 1619 Project, embraced the riots of 2020, and now every single one of them embraces the tyrannical steps that this regime, the Biden regime, takes. The Democrats want to replace Biden just because he's, you know, he's mentally off, but they love his policies.
Oh, he's a puppet. You know, whenever you talk about the history of socialism, Marxism, it always ends the same way. I mean, you have unfulfilled promises. They promise everybody everything. That's the new Green Deal. And so those promises are always unfulfilled. Then we find out that at the end of the day, people end up poor. And then after that, you're calculating how much of your own freedom you gave up in the name of false security. And I will tell you, and this is the amazing thing to me, and we'll get to this on the other side. It's anything that they have tried or implemented, from Social Security, Medicare, now going insolvent, Obamacare, none of the promises kept, law and order, education, anything they get their hands on fails because their policies, the fundamental principles of capitalism that they reject, their policies fail, and it's failed repeatedly throughout history, regardless of the name it's given, the time it's given, the manifestation it takes on. It always ends the same way. All right, we're going to continue. More with Mark Levin on the other side. When we come back, we're going to talk about this history of the Democratic Party. It's called The Democrat Party Hates America. It's the number one book in the country. You can right now get your first print edition. Just go to Amazon.com. It's on Hannity.com. Bookstores all across the country. We'll continue with Mark on the other side. 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll also get to your calls. Quick break. Right back. More with Mark on the other side.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Breaking news, did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. $7,000. In fact, experts claim that gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Visit HannityGold.com now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. It's Linda here, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest-rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match and bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, we continue. The great one, Mark Levin, is with us. Also the host of Life, Liberty, Levin on the Fox News Channel. Now two nights a week, Saturday and Sunday night, 8 p.m., the number one show on weekends. But this new book, The Democrat Party Hates America, is resonating. It's been number one for days on end. On Amazon, and that's every single book category, number one across the board. We've alluded to it. We didn't really get into it in a lot of specificity and detail, and it's really going to take people, they're going to need to take the time to actually pick up the book and read it to get a full understanding of this. But you do outline something that really people need to know, and that is the Democratic Party, which claims this monopoly of compassion for the poor and for minorities in America, are the very people whose policies have failed the poor and minorities in America more than anything else. I don't care if it's bankrupting Social Security, Medicare, their school system's a disgrace. They can't even provide a simple safety and security and law and order in towns and cities. But you go through this history and you talk about Wilson, President Wilson, Margaret Sanger. You talk about FDR. You talk about the former Klansman, Byrd, and even, you know, his relationship with the likes of Joe Biden. Could you imagine, Mark Levin, if a Republican partnered with a former Klansman, praised the former Klansman, and fought and stood on the ground of stopping the integration of public schools because he didn't want public schools to be a racial jungle, as Joe Biden said? You think that Republican would have been excoriated by the mob and the media?
Yeah, a little. Of course. Let me ask people who are listening to the program here, what exactly have the Democrats done for the poor? Let's look today. Can the poor afford gasoline prices? Can the poor afford food? Housing? They want to move their kid out of a government school. The Democrats say no because they are bought and paid for by the unions and vice versa, so the kids can't get at least crumbling schools. tell me, how many people who live in the inner cities can walk the streets at night? And more can walk the streets under the sun. How many of them feel like they're safe? How many American citizens who are relatively poor or even of modest income look in their cities, where most Democrats are, and say, you know what? We need more illegal aliens pouring into the streets, taking over our fields, our soccer fields, in our school system, destroying our neighborhoods and so forth. We need more. These are all Democrat policies. Republicans have absolutely no say about what's taking place in New York City. They have absolutely no say about what's taking place in Philadelphia. Absolutely no say in what's taking place in the entire state of California. So these are Democrat policies, and they're proud of them. This is what they do. Why? Because the Democrat Party cuts deals with power brokers. Maybe they're ethnic and racial power brokers. Maybe they're unions. Maybe they're corporatists. This is how they survive. This isn't a party bottom-up, middle-out. It is a party top-down. The way Lenin said, these parties should be. Communist Gramsci out of Italy, who had enormous influence, he said it should be. Saul Alinsky said it should be. This is nothing about the people rising up in the middle of a revolution, as Marx said. This is the opposite. The people haven't asked for any of this. Any of this deterioration of our economy. People haven't asked for electric cars. People haven't asked to have the government go through their homes and decide what appliances they can have. People haven't asked for any of this. This is all coming out of this massive bureaucracy that mostly the Democrat Party has built up, a fourth branch of government, which is the Democrat Party's permanent government, whether they win elections or lose elections. And then, of course, they're trying to change the entire election. So, you know, it's amazing to me, Sean, is we've had corruption in virtually every presidential election. You can go back virtually every presidential election, except the one where Trump took on Biden or vice versa. Do you know that was the cleanest election in American history? There was no corruption or fraud of any kind, anywhere, of any consequence. And yet, the barriers to securing our vote were for the most part torn down. And they were enshrined in law in blue and purple states. So can you prove that there's fraud? Yeah, there's people counting after the election and bringing the ballot. Oh, no, that's harvesting. That's legal. Well, there's a guy that voted a month before the election and he didn't have to sign his absentee ballot. Oh, no, that's legal. Well, what about these drop boxes put in particularly Democrat areas and we can't really monitor them? There's no, oh, that's perfectly fine. So their view is, we want as many people voting as possible, but that's not the test. The test is as many people voting as possible who have a right to vote. And so they're destroying that. They're destroying our court system with the threats against the Supreme Court's independence. We haven't seen that in a long time since Franklin Roosevelt. But very quickly, let's talk about Franklin Roosevelt. Here's the icon. Doris Kearns Goodwin and others have done these, I don't know how many documentaries, hundreds and hundreds of books. The great FDR. Most Democrat politicians say he was the greatest. The greatest? I particularly want black Americans to listen to this. The Federal Housing Authority, the FHA, that many people today benefit from to subsidize mortgages. Really the first big New Deal program that was put in place. And when the FHA was put in place, it had an order from FDR, which was what? Do not give any subsidies or loans to black people in black communities. Did anybody know this? So what did they do? They took a big red magic marker and drew a circle around the black communities. And even worse, and then they even went further. They drew a circle around the communities that were kind of mixed outside the black communities. And they said what? Do not pour a single tax dollar into these red-lined areas. That's how we got redlining. Came straight out of FDR. Came straight out of the New Deal. Even more. 1940. Bipartisan bill hits FDR's desk. A federal law outlawing lynching. Franklin Roosevelt refused to sign it. Why? Because he was going to run for an unprecedented third term and he didn't want to lose any racist votes around the country, particularly the South. So he didn't sign it. He refused to meet with Jesse Owens, 1936, after the Olympics, the Berlin Olympics, met with every white Olympian, but he didn't want Owens to attend. And Owens was very angry about this. He was specifically asked, did Hitler snub you in Berlin? He said, Hitler didn't snub me. I never met Hitler. It was FDR who snubbed me. He didn't even send me a note. Joe Louis, one of the greatest boxers of all time, he voted against Franklin Roosevelt. Why? Because Franklin Roosevelt refused to sign that anti-lynching law. I dare anybody to tell me if they knew this in advance of me telling you this, because these are the great secrets about FDR. It's even worse. For Jews out there, and I know there's a lot of fellow Jews in New York who vote Democrat no matter what, the great Franklin Roosevelt helped the Jews. Franklin Roosevelt didn't lift a finger for the black community, refused to speak to the NAACP. He didn't want any blacks in his press conferences. He never lifted a finger for the black community. Then let's go to the Jewish community. They did lift a finger over there at the State Department at the height of the Holocaust. At the height of the Holocaust, a friend of Franklin Roosevelt's, when they both worked at the Navy under Woodrow Wilson, he was basically in charge of immigration. And even though the Jews had not met their allocated quota amount in coming into the United States, he prevented hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews from legally coming into the United States from Germany and other parts of Europe, resulting in many of them dying in gas chambers. And even though Roosevelt had Jews around him, like Morgenthau, his Treasury Secretary, and so forth, he backed up what his State Department was doing until 1944. Congress found out about it, had a fit, and so he removed the guy. He worked very closely with the New York Times to cover up the Holocaust, which the New York Times happily did. And folks, again, these are just little pieces of information. The book is loaded with information. I could tell you all about Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson never had an epiphany, and all of a sudden he believed in integration and he was supportive of blacks. 1957, when Eisenhower is trying to push a real civil rights bill through, who blocks it? Lyndon Johnson goes to Eisenhower and he says, and he's the leader of the Senate for the Democrats, and he says, we're going to stop this bill unless you take the teeth out of it, the enforcement out of it. And Eisenhower was furious. But then a few months later, they realized they couldn't get anything if they didn't agree to it. So they agreed to it. Johnson goes back to his segregationist friends and he says, look, don't filibuster this. This bill is, I killed it effectively. There's no enforcement. So why did he do that? Well, one of his biographers wrote, because he wanted to run for president so he could look like he supported a civil rights legislation, which he never supported any civil rights legislation during his entire time in Congress, ever. And in fact, was part of multiple filibusters. But at the same time, sell his segregationist friends in the Senate on it by saying that he blew out the enforcement mechanism. I can go more on LBJ. LBJ was a racist to his last days. And yet the Democrats celebrate these racists, these anti-Semites, these bigots. Look at Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries sits there waiting to be Speaker of the House. And he relentlessly attacks MAGA, the MAGA Republicans, MAGA this, MAGA that. But he never attacked his uncle, Leonard Jeffries, who's particularly known in the New Jersey and New York areas, who is a bigot and an anti-Semite, and he lost his job at a prominent university in New York for things he said and things he wrote. And who came to his defense, a full-throated defense? Hakeem Jeffries. When he was president of the student body of a very prominent college, he wasn't 12 or 13 years old, he was a man. And what did he do? He not only defended his uncle, but he attacked the Jews. Now, of course, that's all whitewashed. He's a good guy, just like Joe Biden's history of segregation and racism and bigotry. It's all whitewashed, doesn't matter, no big deal. Just like today, Bernie Sanders' Marxism, pro-Castro, pro-Moscow, oh, that doesn't matter. It's all gone. Forget about all of it. And we could go on and on and on. And I do in the book.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. More with the great one, Mark Levin. His brand new book out today. It's called The Democrat Party Hates America. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores all around the country. I want to remind you, MyPillow.com, they're having a closeout sale on the Perkow sheets. Now, the inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, he just wants to say thank you. The 20th anniversary is now come and gone, and they have all these great specials on their most popular products. You've heard me talking about My Slippers, Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow 2.0. The latest sale is on these Perkow sheets. made available in a variety of colors, sizes. The queen size sheets, for example, retail regularly $89.98. Now you get it $35 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square, when you go to MyPillow.com. That's it. Anyway, these deals are not going to last long. Now is the time to do it. Limited supply. They're breathable, have this cool, crisp feel that you're going to love. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress, and they're extremely durable. Anyway, check them out now, right now at MyPillow.com. Just click on the Sean Hannity Square. You get the deep discount on Percal sheets and other great MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue. Final moments now with the great one, Mark Levin. His brand new book out today. It's number one in the country. If you go to Amazon.com in every book category, it's called The Democrat Party Hates America. Hannity.com, Amazon.com, now bookstores all around the country to get your copy. You know, the thing that, as people listening to you right now, the frustrating thing is somebody that's interviewing you, and I don't like to interrupt anybody, you know, when they're on a good run like you've been on. The frustrating thing is, because I've read this book now cover to cover, and it's just frustrating as a person that's interviewing you, in this case, because we're not hitting on 5% of the amount of research, exhaustive research that went into this book. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like surface. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Based on that history that you just laid out, how is it possible that Democrats successfully every 2 years, 4 years, and frankly, it's evolved into every day, you know, label Republicans as racist and sexist and misogynist and homophobic and xenophobic and Islamophobic that want dirty air and water and to kill our grandparents?
Two reasons. Number one, a state-run party, which is what I call the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is by far the monopoly party in this country now. It's the monopoly party, and it wants complete iron-fisted control like every autocratic party does. And it's on its way. It's very soon it's going to have it. But that state-run party, which puts itself in the place of the country, needs a state-run media.
This is a really special book. It's called, and it's written by a patriot. Democrats hate this book. They hate the title of this book.
They hate the author.
They hate the author even more than the book.
That's right.
That's a good. And they hate the people that interview the author.
Yeah,
they hate everybody that dares to expose them. But, you know, you're going to learn more from this book. The amount of, as I've been saying, exhaustive research. It's just quintessential, Levin. It's called The Democrat Party Hates America. It's just released. Number one on Amazon.com in all book categories. We have a link there. We have a link on Hannity.com. And now bookstores all across the country. Well, I call you the great one for a reason, and this book just highlights the brilliance you bring. Your knowledge base is second to none. Great one, Mark Levin. Thank you for being with us.
I love you, buddy. You're very, very gracious, and you have a fantastic audience, and God bless all of you.
Thank me. By the way, he's the only guy in the history of cable news that tells the host, "That's it. I'm done. Get off my phone, you dope." I know you. I was good today. I didn't do too much of it. All right, Mr. Levin, sir. God bless you.
All right, brother. Thank you.
God bless us. The Democrat Party hates America. We got links everywhere. You're going to want to read this book. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. and people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.